Welcome everyone to Human, the podcast. I think of this as periodic learnings with interesting people, periodic writings voiced from my human blog, which is a little bit of what will happen today. Intimate conversations with self and other, and I feel that it's where we start anywhere and follow it everywhere. I'm your host, Tennyson Wolfe, and I appreciate your listening. Over the last 6 months, 3 months, I'm not sure what it is here. Probably 6 months. In particular, I've been thinking about the topic of relational leadership. There's lots of ways, as you know, to talk about leadership and talking about how things are connected in a systemic whole is not new to my thinking and for many of us. I continue to unfold a narrative here that has something to do, something to do with the importance of how we create connection with one another, and not just so that we can be nice with one another, although that is a helpful side effect. I think it matters that we're able to be honest with one another. I think it matters that we're able to be in a kind of connection with one another that releases a particular wisdom found in the group or in the connection or in the emergence of things, not just in us as individuals. So I've spoken a little bit before about relational defining some qualities of that. For me, it matters. I don't know if it's equally, but all of these matter. Our relationship with ourselves matters. Our relationship with each other matters in groups, teams, that kind of thing. Our relationship with context and circumstance matters. And a fourth kind is our relationship with mystery or with spirit matters. Developing the ability to be in a relationship with each of these aspects matters. Knowing ourselves, of course, what triggers us, what we get excited about, where our curiosity tends to lean, what kind of things really interest us and don't. Those all matter. And definitely in the interior, I've also spoken a fair amount about how the inner is connected to the outer and the outer is connected to the inner. Relationship with self is something that grows, you know, in that particular context. Relationship with others, how we go as a team, you know, how we go as a group of people, that matters. It matters that we tend to one another in how each other is unfolding, not only individually but as a group, and how we're doing that with one another. Relationship to circumstance. Yeah. Some of us are living in the uniqueness of things that we haven't faced before. Some of us are, as a human society, even facing some, I feel like this gets overused, but some unprecedented times. But how we are in relationship with the unfolding, for example, racial tension, denied racial history or genocidal history even, how we are in relationship with what is unfolding in the year 2021 with all of that matters. And then I have different ways of saying it, but the relationship with mystery is just one of the things that really, really feels significant. To me, in another overarching story, I feel like our jobs as people, as human beings, is to participate in a mystery. Not all things are known. And secondly, with that is contribute to an albeit imperfect evolution of how that mystery is unfolding. So our ability to, you know, to learn to be with the present moment turns out to be an important thing. I have found that definitely to be true. Okay, all of that said, relational matters. And I am also one who loves to think at this big layer. The big story matters. The big story that, you know, creates a nest for the smaller stories that we need to be in. But I also love being able to pull that down into some applicable questions or applicable exercises. And this is one of the ways that I've played this, particularly in the last couple of months with a project that I got to co-host, or a series of workshops that I got to co-host, where I spoke the importance of the message, myself and my co-host spoke the importance of the message of relational leadership, and then translated that down into three questions, each of which we built participative design around, a couple of cafes, a little bit of circle stuff, and a little bit of open space also. So the first question is, what do you care about here? And you know that there's not a right answer to that. There may be some shame, I suppose, that could go with the answers, but there's no real wrong answer. What is it that you care about? What you most care about in being part of this group? That gives people a chance to speak to something that is in their heart or in their belly. You know, I care about the accomplishments that we have. I care about being kind to each other in how we work with one another. I care about contributing to our community. I care about having a good time. All of those things are very legitimate answers, and you can see how they fit into those four layers that I spoke previously. But one really, really relevant question, and I find myself using this a lot, by the way, when I see people stuck, or myself stuck for that matter. When I see people stuck, it to me is a signal that it would be useful to back up right now and say, could we just pass a piece with one another, share a little bit with one another, get circly with one another on this question? What is it that you most care about here now? Or what is it you most care about in our function with one another, or in our affiliation with one another? Question number one, what is it that you most care about? I'm not sure they need to go in this order, by the way. Number two that I've been using is, what is it that you might uniquely be seeing in our context? Again, you can see where that's an invitation to notice or welcome some nuanced seeing here. It might be that the person that works the night shift sees something very different than the person that works the day shift. It might be that the men see something different than the women, and the women see something different than the men. It might be that people of color see something different and experience something different than white people do. All of these, though, are examples for how we welcome and invite the possibility of just some difference in seeing. There's no doubt that we can see a lot of things similar, but the invitation to see things just slightly nuanced different is a key thing in helping a group of people grow in their connection with one another, and in their wisdom with one another, and in their, you know, applied practice or application with one another. The third question, which maybe ought to be the first question, is simply, how are you doing? I have been with so many people in both online and face-to-face ways over the years, but online, I suppose, over the last year and a half, so much more so. It matters to have some deliberate practice and process to be able to just ask people how they're doing, and not plow through the circumstances that everybody's living but isn't talking about. It matters, jeepers. There's people who are called in now these days to being homeschoolers and parents and daycare and professional, whatever that identity is, and working with other people in multiple online formats. Some of us are at the end of our ropes, or maybe we each reach those kinds of times with one another. You know, normally I'm doing pretty well, or on the whole, I'm doing pretty well, but this last week has kicked my butt, that kind of stuff. It matters that we have that almost water cooler kind of feel with one another of, hey, how are you doing? How are your kids? How's your family? How's your partner? Which I think has always been true, of course, but it just feels like it's even more significant as so many of us are involved in so many online things. How are you doing? That simple question. So those are three that I'm finding really useful. And again, loving them for the translation from a rather big concept, relational leadership, being involved with mystery or in an encounter with mystery, something big, pulling it down into what I found to be very, very, very useful conversations amongst groups of people, whether it's a large group or just small groups of four or five with one another at, you know, smaller cafe tables or in circles with one another. Love being able to translate that. So all of that is what I offer for today in the spirit of being good humans with one another and being able to continue in connection and in learning and in experiments for any of us that are trying to improve the way that we work with groups. I'll stop there for today. For those that want to stay in touch, my website is tennisonwolf.com. Thank you for listening to this podcast as well as reading the blog, which is called Human to Human. Thanks for joining today. And as I said, all other writings and things like that are accessible through my website, tennisonwolf.com. Greetings to all of you today.